This morning, we're continuing our talk with sort of a medical slant to it this morning, talking about meningitis and meningitis B. We have with us Paralympic cycling gold medalist Jamie Shanbaum, and also we have with us Dr. Irini Salib, pharmaceutical doctor, talking a little bit today about getting the vaccine out there. Jamie, first, if you could share your story with us. You survived. Some people don't survive, but tell me about your encounter and how you contracted the meningitis.
Yes, thank you. I was very lucky to survive, and there was a very big chance I wasn't going to make it, but I did. So it all started when I was a college student. I worked really hard to get to my dream university and couldn't even enjoy a full semester without contracting this disease. I was completely fine one day, and the next day, literally fighting for my life. That's how fast this disease can be. My first onset symptoms were very flu-like, and then it progressed rapidly. I didn't leave the hospital for about 7 months, and when I got out of the hospital, I was an amputee of all of my fingers and both of my legs below the knee. And it was devastating, but, you know, as most people figure it out, we can adapt. And not only was I able to adapt, but I found myself on the U.S. Paralympic cycling team. And it was amazing. I'm very grateful. But I'm so happy to be here today to talk about meningitis and how important it is to talk to your doctor about the two different vaccines that are out there to help prevent against the five groups of meningitis.
Let's talk to Dr. Salib. Can you kind of explain what meningitis, what does it do to the body, and how does someone get it, and I guess the benefit of the vaccine?
Yeah, sure. So meningococcal disease, known as meningitis, is uncommon, but it's a serious illness that can cause life-threatening complications or even death. And as you heard from Jamie, early symptoms of meningitis may be similar to those of the flu, but it can progress quickly and can be fatal. Anyone can get meningitis, but the disease does reach a peak in adolescence with an increased risk among teens and young adults, so your high school and college age students. And we are here today to talk about vaccination against this this disease. There are two different types of vaccines needed to help protect against this disease, and many teens and young adults have received one meningitis vaccine when they were younger, but they may have missed the meningitis B vaccination. And that's actually what we're here to talk about, just encouraging you to double check if you received that meningitis B vaccination.
Why would there be some sort of a confusion? Is the meningitis B vaccine sort of late to the party showing up? In other words, more recent, or is it just, how does that
That's
work?
A great question. Yeah, great question. So, yeah, it's only been available since 2014, but you actually need both vaccines to prevent the disease or to help prevent the disease. You need both vaccines.
Right. Jamie, why do you make it such an important part of what you do to get this word out and be an advocate in this regard?
Of course. So why it's so important to me is because it has impacted my life forever. This is, for me, a life-changing experience. I literally have to put my prosthetic legs on every day. I have a hard time without my fingers, as you can imagine. But it could have been worse. I could have become blind or deaf or had internal organ problems. And I just want people to know that this, you know, I just want them to talk to their doctors minimally.
Right.
And definitely talk to them about the two different vaccines.
And I guess, doctor, that's really what you want. Make sure the conversation begins and people make sure that they're up to date on that, right?
Yeah, that's right. So a new school year, it's a great reason to call your child's doctor or the healthcare provider and ask to be sure that they've received the two different types of vaccines to help prevent meningococcal disease, one for meningitis ACWY and one for meningitis B.
Is there a place to get some good information? Sometimes people like to do a little research or kind of understand what they're getting involved with when it comes to vaccines.
Yeah. Yes. So visit asktobesure.com. It's a great place to get that information to get ready to have that discussion with your child's healthcare provider.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate both your time this morning, Jamie Shanbaum and also Dr. Salib. Thank you for sharing this story with us today.